The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ Dear viewers of Madini channel, there was a bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jal who remained busy for 50 years in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then one day, Allah Azza wa Jal put an ilham in his heart, meaning he sent a message that was not wahi, revelation. Allah Azza wa Jal sent an ilham in his heart and told him that, O my bondsman, you have been forgiven. That man said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I have been in your worship for 50 years. I never committed any sin. So what is the meaning of forgiveness in my matter? Allah Azza wa Jal ordered one of his veins from his neck to shake and move. It is stated that that vein got crooked and started jumping and shaking. And because of that, that worshipper was not able to sleep entire night. And then, by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, that vein came on its place, and now that worshipper was able to sleep properly. During his sleep, he saw an angel in his dream and asked him that it never happened with me in my entire life, but first time that I was put in this trouble. That angel replied that Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that your 50 years ibadat and worship is still not equal to the peace and health of that one vein in your neck. Reviewers of Madini channel, if we look at the bounties and favors which Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us, we will not be able to pay the gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. His bounties are more than our shukr. And then his bounties and his favors are also more than our expectations. Each and every relation from amongst the relations of father and son, brother and sister, daughter and mother, all these relations are favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. The oxygen, the plants, the trees, the open air, beautiful landscape, all these things are favors and bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are able to breathe properly, it is also one of the biggest favors of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And then there is another thing, that it also happens that sometimes a person disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal and he uses a bounty or favor of Allah Azza wa Jal which has been granted to him. So there is a saying of Hazrat Sayyidina Hazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that any bounty which does not take you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal is indeed a trial and fitna for you. The viewers of Madini channel, if we look our condition, so many of us are unfortunately using the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal in disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. There are many people who walk on their feet and go and commit sin. There are many people who look by their eyes and commit sins. There are many people who use their hands to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madini channel, all these bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, time and again, reminding us that we are favors of Allah Azza wa Jal and do not use us in wrong way. So our today's topic is shukr, paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah, Mufti Muhammad Qasim Al-Attari, Al-Qadiri, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, will be answering our questions. Mufti Sahib, the very first question which I want to ask you today, that what is shukr? And then what is the particularly excellence of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Paying gratitude is a natural thing. Whosoever gets any favor from someone, it is natural to pay gratitude to his favorer. And that's why, because as a Muslim, we believe that all the favors are from Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us all the favors, and He grants us whatever favor we receive. So that's why it is our responsibility to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. What is the definition of paying gratitude? So the meaning of gratitude is to show respect to someone because of his favors. To show respect to someone because of his favors. Whether that respect appears from heart or from limbs or from our tongue. So from three means the respect can be paid to that person who is giving his favor to us. As far as the mashallah you mentioned in your intro that the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, we can't count them. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran as well the same thing. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. If you count the graces of Allah, the favors of Allah, you will never be able to count them. And there is another ayah in which Allah Azza wa Jal has said وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever favor you have, that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is another ayah in which Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. He has completed, He has perfected His blessings over you, apparent and hidden. Means apparent favors of Allah and hidden favors of Allah, all are from Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal has showered over us those mercies, those blessings, whether those are hidden or those are apparent. Now, what is the benefit of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, or what are the excellences of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal? So there are many verses in the Holy Quran. First of all, the main thing is this, that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to express our thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is a commandment of Allah. And when we pay gratitude, so it means we are following that commandment. And Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded that in one ayah. He said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. O believers, eat of lawful things, what we have provided you with. Washkuru lillah, and be thankful to Allah. Pay gratitude to Allah. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. If you worship Him only, if you only worship to Allah Azza wa Jal, then pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the commandment of Allah, and that commandment is in a very beautiful sequence. Before that, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned kulu min tayyibat ma razaqnakum. Eat of lawful things, what we have provided you with. And because Allah Azza wa Jal has provided us our sustenance, our food, our all lawful things, what we eat, what we use. So then Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, Washkuru lillah. After consuming those food and sustenance which you are being provided from Allah Azza wa Jal, then pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. If you worship Allah alone, means that is the requirement of your belief. When you believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is providing you all sustenance, who is providing you all the favors, so then it is the requirement of that your belief that you pay gratitude to only Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why he said, Washkuru lillahi. That is a very beautiful encouragement, and that is a very beautiful motivation for every Muslim. That because as a Muslim we believe Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us all the favor and graces. So that's why now it would be our responsibility to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's the first excellence, that we will carry out the commandment of Allah when we pay gratitude. The second excellence and the second benefit of paying gratitude, that Allah Azza wa Jal will increase His favors over us. Means He will give us more favors. As Allah Azza wa Jal has proclaimed in the Holy Quran, and He has promised us. In one ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has said, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. And remember, when your Lord proclaimed, What did he proclaim? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give thanks, I will give you more. If you give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give you more. So that is the apparent and obvious and worldly benefit of paying gratitude. That the more we will pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla, the more favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla we will receive from Him. So that is another excellence. And the third excellence, that those people who pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla, they become the beloved people of Allah. They become the beloved bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because that is the sunnah of all the prophets. That is the sunnah of all those people who are beloved in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when we follow the path of those people, so we ourselves, we become beloved people of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
But we have observed that there are many people, they were very poor and they didn't have lot of favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But then when the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jalla started coming to them in form of good house in a wonderful place, then a good expensive car or lot of money, so what happened? That instead of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla, they start misusing all these things for disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, I mean, why it happens that a person who was very pious, but all of a sudden when something comes to him and then he starts misusing that thing, and he gets disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla?
The main reason is a weakness of our iman and some certain kind of mentality and mindset. As long as we are in trouble or we are in problem and calamity, till that time we are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every time we pray in His court, we offer a prayer, we will do all the worships. But as soon as we receive any solution for our problems, so then we change our way and then we go to negligence and the heedlessness. And that is fact and that is true. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran as well, in one ayah Allah Azza wa Jalla said, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ. Those people are very less who are thankful to Allah. Who are thankful to Allah, they are very less. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that fact. And why is this? Why is this behavior of the people? So that is because of shaitan and our nafs. And because the first time when shaitan was rejected in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that time he announced in the court of Allah that I will misguide them. So the verses of the Holy Quran in which he announced that, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعِنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعِنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaitan said that time, oh Allah, because you have misguided me. Ma'adallah, he put the blame over Allah Azza wa Jalla, that oh Allah, because you have misguided me, so I will sit for them, for the children of Adam, I will sit for them on your right path. Then I will come to them from their right and left, from their front, from their back, and so what would be the result of that? You will never find them as thankful to you. So because that was the first announcement of Shaitan, what will he do in future with the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? So he is doing that and the people are following that. That's why Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tattabi'u khutwati shaitan. Because Shaitan has said that, and that now he has taken that responsibility over him. From his own side, he has taken the responsibility that I will misguide them. And the other reason is our nafs, because that is not a trained nafs. And we haven't trained that in proper way, and we haven't molded them in Islamic teaching. So that's why whenever our nafs overcomes us, so they leads us towards wrong way.
Achha, then what is the solution to this thing? If someone has been caught up in this type of situation, so what is the solution? What should he do that he comes out of this trick of shaitan?
Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has mentioned very beautiful solution for that. A person who is not grateful, so what should he do? So basically, if we think about the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal from top to bottom, and whatever we receive from Allah Azza wa Jal, daily, and every time we are receiving bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. So really, if we pay attention towards those favors, so then naturally in our heart a stimulation will come, and we will get motivated to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, because that is a natural thing. So that is the first thing. The second thing is this: we should read the excellences of paying gratitude. And mashallah, alhamdulillah, now one book is available for that, Ashukurulillah. I think that book has been written by Imam Ibn Abi Dunya rahmatullah. So that has been published by Maktabat al-Madina, Ashukurulillah, Shukri Ilahi. So that book is only for that purpose, for paying the gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So if we read that book, so then there, mashallah, the content of that book is very beautiful. The bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the kinds of the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and how can we pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla, what are the kinds of paying gratitude to. So all these things have been mentioned in that book. So if we read that book, so inshallah that would be beneficial for us. And other than that, if we make our habit to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal after every period, for example, or in morning, in evening, if we make that as our habit, so then when it will become our habit, so then it would be the part of our life. When it will be the part of our life, so then inshallah, paying gratitude would be done.
Jazakallah Mufti Sahab. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has become almost habit of each and every one of us that we are longing for those things which we don't have. And in this way, we don't pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, and we become nashukras. And if once we start looking upon those things which we already have, then believe me, in each and every moment of your life, you will be paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, a person came to a buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and then he started complaining about the poverty and then many problems which he was facing. Hazrat said, "You are not a poor person." He said, "How I'm not a poor person?" He said, "See, you got sound eye, and which is properly fitted in your socket. Will you give me that one eye against 100,000 silver coins?" That man who was complaining, he said, "No." And then Hazrat asked him in the same way, both of your hands are working and functioning properly. Can you give me one of them against 100,000 silver coins?" Again, that person said, "No, Hazrat, I can't sell my hands." And then that Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh said that, "You got 2 feet as well. Would you like to give me one of them against 100,000 silver coins?" Again he said, "No, Hazrat, I can't sell my feet." So that Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said that, "You are carrying every time hundreds and thousands of gold and silver coins with you, dirham and dinars with you. You got all these things in your possession and still you are complaining." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I think same is the situation in our matter as well. There are many people who are living very happy life. They are healthy. They got their own home. They got their own car. They are living a very wonderful life with their family members, with their parents, or with their other brothers and sisters. But they don't pay gratitude of these things, but they look upon those people who got mansions bigger than theirs. They look upon those people who got big, big businesses. And in this way, they ignore their own bigness, and they don't see that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted them many things which there are many other people don't have. So make intention that inshallah from today you will start looking upon the people from this angle and leave the habit of not paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Acha Mufti Sahab, shukr, as you are giving the excellence of shukr, it means that it is one of the best and accepted ibadats in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. So Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, you know, chief leader of all the worshippers. So my question is, what was the way of gratitude of our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? In which way he used to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal?
As I have mentioned, that paying gratitude is the sunnah of all the prophets. Every prophet has paid gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, because that is very beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal to pay his gratitude. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned regarding Hazrat Nuh Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلَّ مَعَ نُوحٍ innahu kana abdan shakura. So Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam with gratitude. Innahu kana abdan shakura. He was grateful bondman of Allah. So it means he has special quality. He has special quality of being gratitude. And similarly, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned regarding Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa walam yakun minal mushrikeen shakiran li an'amihi ijtabahu wahdahu ila siratil mustaqim. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, indeed Ibrahim was a leader and he was qanitan lillahi, and he was obedient to Allah, hanifan, away from every falsehood, walam yakun minal mushrikeen, and he was not among polytheists, shakiran li an'amihi, and he was grateful for the favors of his Lord. Ijtabahu wahdahu ila siratil mustaqim. Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen him and guided him towards straight path. So particularly Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned one of his attributes. All the other attributes are common, means those are general. He was a leader, qanitan lillahi, obedient to Allah, that is a general word, and hanifan, away from falsehood, that is a general. Walam yakum minal mushrikeen, he was not one of polytheists, that is a general. But particularly his attribute shakiran li an'ami, because that is a special quality, as patience, as being gratitude and trust in Allah, as sincere to Allah. So all these qualities are special qualities. So among all these qualities, Allah Azza wa Jal separates the quality of being gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, shakiran li an'ami. He was thankful for the favors of his Lord. So it means that was a special quality in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was the best prophet after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And similarly Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he is also one of Ulul Azm Rusul, the five Rusul who are called Ulul Azm, the best of all the prophets. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is one of them. So the quality of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was being gratitude. So Allah Azza wa Jalla separated Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam with the quality of innahu kana abdan shakura, and Allah Azza wa Jalla separately mentioned the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with the word shakiran li an'ami. And when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is best of the prophets and best of the messengers, so he used to pay gratitude of Allah Azza wa Jalla in every step of his life. As for example, if we look at the prayers, the supplications of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so after waking up, the supplication was Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise due to Allah who has granted me life after cause me die, means sleep is like a death and waking up is like coming to life. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted me life after caused me die, in one meaning. So what is that? If we go to the depth of this supplication, we will come to know these are the first words which were uttered from the mouth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after waking up, before making wuzu, before doing any other worship, even before offering prayer. The first words which were uttered from the blessed mouth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those were regarding paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Okay, then for example, if in our daily routine, if we look at our daily life, so after waking up, what we do? Mostly we go to washroom. Okay. After coming out of washroom, which supplication is sunnah? Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba annil adha wa afani. All praise due to Allah who has removed harming thing from us. That is, it means after waking up, the first sunnah is paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the second sunnah is also paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay. After that, mostly we drink our glass of water. After drinking, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise due to Allah, the Lord of the entire verse. And after eating something, there is dua, Alhamdulillahi Alladhi Ata'amana Wasaqana Waja'ala Minal Muslimin. We drink many times a day. And mostly as our routine, we eat thrice a day. After every meal, and after every drinking, paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, and when mostly when we sleep, so our dress is different, and when we offer prayer in morning or when we go outside, our dress is changed. So that time, what is the supplication after wearing any dress? Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. All praise due to Allah who has provided me this dress. So it means after waking up, after drinking, after coming out from washroom, after wearing any dress, after eating anything, we have to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and all these things are the part of our life because we have to do all these things. So it means paying gratitude is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after receiving any kind of blessing and favors from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So in that way, and this is the reason due to that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam as his grateful bondman, because in the explanation of that ayah, innahu kana abdan shakura, our scholars, our mufassirin, they have mentioned the reason why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam as thankful bondman. So they mention that it was the habit of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to pay gratitude after eating, after drinking, because that was the routine of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam as grateful bondman. And these are the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So now if someone follows the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so it means he will pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla at every step of his life, and in every work of his life he will pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that was the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that was the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that's why I would say paying gratitude is one of the best sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Acha Mufti Sahab, you were saying that the very first thing which we do, meaning we get up from the sleep, so we say Alhamdulillah, and then we drink water, we go to washroom, so we say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So it means that there is only one way of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is by tongue. So is it true that there is only one way, or are there some other ways as well in which we can pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal?
No, as in the beginning I have mentioned in the definition of gratitude, showing respect to someone because of his favors, whether that respect is from heart or from limbs of body or from our tongue. So all these examples what I have mentioned now, those are the gratitude of our tongue, because we recite these orad, wazaif and supplication from our tongue. So that is the gratitude of our tongue. Now what is the gratitude of our limbs of body, and what is the gratitude of heart? So the gratitude of our limbs is to use our limbs in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to keep them away from the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the gratitude of our parts of body, our limbs. And what is the gratitude of heart? So basically our tongue and our limbs, they show the respect of our heart towards someone. So because from our heart we can't show anything, so our limbs and our tongue show something, what is our heart. But there is another way to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla from the heart as well, as we have some certain kind of feelings in our heart regarding the graces of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And for example, when a person gives us favor in a very difficult time, so what is the condition of our heart regarding that person? That time, if for example, if we are very thirsty or very hungry and we don't have any penny to purchase anything, and that time any person provided us food, so what would be the condition of our heart regarding that person? So that time, sometime we will pay gratitude to him by our tongue. We will, for example, we will bow down in front of him, though that is not allowed, but that is one way of paying respect to someone, and that is one way of paying gratitude to someone. But the gratitude of our heart, that will appear that time when a person is in a huge difficulty, and that time he is receiving favor from someone, and he is favored from someone, that time his heart would be full of love, full of respect of someone. That condition is the gratitude of our heart. So when we are receiving all the favors from Allah Azza wa Jalla, if we are getting sick, so we get well because of the blessing of Allah. If we are poor and we get rich. So we get rich because of the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If we are in trouble and our trouble is removed, that is because of the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that time we really, for a few minutes, for a while, we should contemplate upon the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, so that the condition of heart could change. As that changes when we receive any favor from any human being, that time our condition of heart changes. So similarly, our condition of the heart should change on the graces of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's why those people who are really beloved of Allah and they are awliya-e-kiram and they are salihin, they are pious people, their condition of the heart is totally changed, different from us. Their hearts are full of love of Allah, their hearts are full of gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's why if they are inflicted with any calamity, even that time they pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they say, though we are in trouble, we are being inflicted with any calamity, but at the same time we have a lot of graces, we have a lot of favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, if one person is sick, he has suffered from fever, so now he is in fever, but at the same time his eyes are seeing, his ears are hearing, and his tongue is speaking, and he can touch, he can walk, he can do his activities, his heart is working, his blood is circulating. So even that time when a person is in one trouble, but that time he is receiving a bundle of favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that's why the pious people, though they are in trouble, but that time they pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, you have inflicted us with one problem, but we pay gratitude to Allah because you have showered your favors over us. And this problem is regarding our body or regarding our world, that is not regarding our akhirah. Our akhirah, our belief is safe. Our belief, our iman is safe. So when our iman is safe and our akhirah is safe, so then all the other problems and calamities are nothing for us.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, if any of our pious predecessors would suffer any loss, so they would say Alhamdulillah. And when people would ask them that what is the reason that you are in trouble and still you are saying Alhamdulillah, so they would say, because this calamity came upon our wealth and property or our body, but Alhamdulillah, it did not come upon our religion, our deen and our iman. And then speaking regarding the feelings of heart, I read somewhere that a buzurg addressing to his son told him that, oh my son, when you are in hot summer and you feel thirsty, that time you must drink cold water. Now that son said that, Huzur, you know what I have been told, that I should always go against my nafs. So it is one of the enjoyment of the nafs to drink cold water in summer. So that buzurg replied him that, I know it is, you know, against our way and method, but still, you know what is my intention? My intention is that when you are in summer and you are very thirsty and you are about to die because of thirst, but when at that time you will drink cold water, so then that cold water will create some sort of feelings in your heart, and because of that feeling, you will pray gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla from the bottom of your heart, and your that action will get you closer to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madhi channel,
I read this story in other way.
Ji.
There was a pious person, and he used to drink cold water in summer season. So the people ask him, the pious people are used to go against their will and against their desire, but you are drinking cold water in summer season, that you are entertaining your nafs. That he said, basically I drink cold water in summer, in heat, in hot season. Why? Because when I drink plain water, normal water, so that time the gratitude is paid by tongue, and when I drink cold water in summer, then gratitude is paid by the heart. So that's why I pay gratitude to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala from my heart, not only from my tongue.
Mufti Sahab, I mean, we know that we are receiving many favors from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, so it is compulsory for us to pay gratitude to him. But it also happens that someone favors, helps us in difficult times, and that time we feel like, you know, really paying thanks to him, and we say as well, thank you or thanks. So my question is it allowed, is it permissible to pay thanks to Ghairullah, other than Allah, to any person or any human being?
Paying gratitude to the people or to anyone else other than Allah Azza wa Jal, that is not only allowed, sometimes that is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, paying gratitude to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that is obligatory upon us, because whatever favor of Allah we have, that is because of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. If we have iman, if we have some good deeds, if we have Quran, if we have Islam, if we have some other favors, all those favors are only because of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So that's why it would be the first obligation over us to pay gratitude to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to recite salawat over the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. What is that? Reciting salawat basically is the symbol or is one way of paying gratitude to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why in some certain sentences of Durood Sharif, there is a particular word, Jazallahu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahu ahlu. What is that? That is a particular meaning of paying gratitude. That Allah Azza wa Jal will give reward to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from our side as he deserves. So what is that? That is paying gratitude to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly as being Muslim, we should pay gratitude to the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, because they were the personalities. Through them we received Quran and we received Hadith and we have received the whole religion, because they honestly conveyed the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam toward us, and they have transferred Quran and Hadith towards us very honestly. There is another reason of paying gratitude to Sahaba Ikram, because they were the honest servants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that we should pay gratitude to Sahaba Ikram as well. That is another reason that they conveyed us the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but because they sacrificed their lives for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they served Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every step of their life and in every time of their life. So for that purpose we should pay gratitude to them, particularly Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar, Umar Farooq, Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali Murtada. Siddiqui Akbar, because he has sacrificed everything over Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, he was ready to sacrifice his life, his wealth, every time for Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he spent his wealth for Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very pleased with the Sahaba ikram. So when he was pleased with them, so then they deserve that we pay gratitude to them. They deserve our gratitude. So these are other personalities to whom we should pay gratitude. Then we should pay gratitude to our teachers as well, particularly our religious teachers who have taught us our religion, our Islam, the teachings of Islam, who have guided us. So we should pay gratitude to them. And similarly to our Shaykh, our Murshid, who has guided us in spiritual way and who increased our spirituality, or who put the seeds of spirituality in our heart, we should pay gratitude to him. As we pay gratitude to Amir al-Sunnah, who has guided us and who has provided us spiritual teachings, and alhamdulillah, in the light of those, so we are walking on the path of Islam. And then we should pay gratitude to our parents as well. And that is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, Anishkur li wali walidaik. Pay gratitude to me and to your parents. Now Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in that ayah both. Pay gratitude to me, Anishkur li. That is the commandment of Allah, that you should pay gratitude to me, wali walidaik, and to your parents, as well. Now if we look at the standard of gratitude, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Lord. He is our Lord. He is the creator of the entire universe. He is our sustainer. He provides us our sustenance. All the favors are from Allah Azza wa Jal. So His deserving of our pay, our gratitude is very high. But Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the name of parents with His own name, that pay gratitude to me and then pay gratitude to your parents as well. So then through that we can understand the importance of paying gratitude to our parents. And other than that, there is a common commandment of Sharia, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, Hal jaza'ul ihsani illa al-ihsan. What is the return of good except good? So whosoever favors us, we should pay gratitude to him. If anyone gives us any favor, we should pay gratitude to him. And other than that, there is one hadith the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Man lam yashkur an-nasa lam yashkur Allah. Whosoever doesn't pay gratitude to people, he wouldn't be able to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Mean the way of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal is paying gratitude to the people. So the one who will pay gratitude to people, he will pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. As there is one story is coming to my mind regarding Sayyidina Imam Adam radiallahu ta'ala. He said that after the demise of my teacher, my religious teacher, it is my routine to supplicate for him after every prayer. After the demise of his teacher, Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh used to pray for his teacher after every prayer. So that is an example of paying gratitude to your teacher and to the other people.
Acha Musab, I mean, how can one pay gratitude to his murshid and then to his parents? Just by saying thanks or thank you, or there are some other ways?
That is one way, to say the words of thank you. That is also very good. Sometimes we feel shyness to say these words in front of our parents, that thanks to you, because we speak these words in front of other people, but particularly in front of our parents, so we mostly don't use these words, but it could be used, and that is very good way. The other way is to provide our services to our parents. That is another way of paying gratitude, and then praising them in front of other people, rather than ma'adallah backbiting, and rather than teasing them, rather than harming them, to praise them, to provide our services to them, and to try to keep them pleased with us in our whole life, and to pray for them, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught in the Holy Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O Allah, have your mercy upon them. Reciting this supplication for them, praying for them with these words or similar other words, so that would be another way of paying gratitude to our parents. So that is one way of paying gratitude to parents. And for Shaykh, for Murshid, so I think the best way is to respect him, to follow his path, to follow his instructions and guidance, and then to remain well-wisher of him every time in his whole life, even after his demise. Even after his demise, to be well-wisher of him, to be well-wisher of his family, to be well-wisher of his relatives and of his friends. So that is another way. And to pray for our Shaykh, as for our parents, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned for parents. So to pray for our Shaykh, that would be another way of paying gratitude to our Murshid.
Then Ustaz Sahab, what about those people whose parents have passed away? So in what way can they, you know, benefit their parents?
They can, there are many rights after the death of parents as well. For example, one right is to be well behaved with the relatives of our parents. And we should try to serve them with something. We should try to ease them. We should try to provide some comforts to them. So that would be, that is one right of our parents after their demise. And other than that, we must pray for the forgiveness of our parents in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because after demise of our parents, that would be the best gift for them. That would be the best present for them. As that is mentioned in many ahadith as well, for the deceased person, the best gift and the best present is the prayer of forgiveness for them. So that would be very good. And other than that, we should do good deeds so that they, because of our committing sins, they must not be displeased with us due to our sins. and they must be pleased with our good deeds where we do in our life. So doing good deeds, that would be another way. And other than that, to convey the reward of our good deeds to them, that would be present for them, and that would be one way of being gratitude to them.
Ashmat sir, overall the situation of our society, would you agree with me that most of the people, they are negligent in this regard, as there are many other, you know, their habit of being negligent regarding many matters. In the same way, do you think that they are negligent regarding shukr as well?
It depends upon the upbringing of a person. And it depends upon the training of a person. In those societies which the children are trained in that way, to pay thanks to every person who gives you any favor, so in those countries, in those societies, paying thanks is very common. But in those countries and in those societies where it is not taught to children, so there is a lack of that habit. So that's why when we go to Western countries, so we observe that every time they pay gratitude to other. If one person has given even one glass of water to someone, so he will pay gratitude to him. And in our society, so the condition is, you know what is the condition of our society. Until you give one of the biggest favor of the world, until that time he will never pay gratitude to him. So if you give big a huge favor to him, then he will pay gratitude, otherwise not. So that is the condition of our society.
So dear viewers of Madni Channel, we came to know about the excellences of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, and then Mufti Sahab also told us that this is one of the biggest sunnahs of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam as well. And then as it is compulsory for us to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, in the same way, sometimes it is also necessary for us, compulsory for us, to pay gratitude to our parents, our teachers, and our murshid as well.
One word I want to add.
Ji.
If we add that word in our life, Jazakallah khaira, at every favor what we receive from any person, Jazakallah khaira, at everything, so that would be one way of paying gratitude to the people.
MashaAllah, wonderful suggestion from Mufti Sahab. So hope inshallah Azza wa Jal will see you in the next episode. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam.